I'm sorry. You forced my hand here, Goober. I came in the room and saw you were in a dire situation. Practically on the verge of death from your lack of cuddles. Assessing the situation and trying to reduce the damages, I volunteered myself for the brave duty of cuddling. Why are you laughing, Goobus? This is a very serious medical issue you're experiencing. A lack of cuddles is super fucking serious. It could even be deadly in some cases. I'm trying to save your life here by holding you like this. Keeping you nice and safe. I haven't seen a cuddle deficiency this bad since Nom. But don't worry. I'm an expert in cuddling. I got my degree from Harvard. I got a PhD from Yale. Almost went pro if it wasn't for my back injury. Took me out of my prime. Had to retire and return to the amateurs. Best injury of my life because it led me to meeting you, Goobus. You've gone so long without a proper cuddle. You didn't even realize you had a deficiency in it. But it's all right, though. You're back on track and in my arms. Just a few more hours of this and you will be healthy again. Though, I think you should probably be the little spoon tonight. You know, just to be cautious to make sure you get an extra dose of cuddles. Don't you agree? It is in my expert opinion as a cuddle doctor. You should really take your professionals more seriously, Goober. I'm trying to help you by cuddling you, and this is how you repay me? With lots of giggles and not taking me seriously? It's like you don't understand what a crippling health condition you have. Not being cuddled is a very serious issue that affects 1 in 4 Americans. Just on the news, a woman was hospitalized for not being cuddled by her partner for almost 3 days. Can you believe it? Truly a tragedy. I hope her friends are taking care of her in such a desperate time. See, I'm doing my part to cure the world of this epidemic. There's no reason for you to be a victim of the cuddle epidemic going on, because you have a perfectly good partner to cuddle with, don't you? Then you're going to come cuddle with me next time. You know, instead of trying to take care of things yourself. Snuggling with a stuffy is no way to get your daily amount of required cuddles in. It might be able to help fend off the symptoms. But of course, a cuddle deficiency is much more serious than that. A plushie can only do so much. A real person with body heat? Well, that is what you actually want. Now, of course, different levels of cuddle deficiency mean that you require different things. In your case, in my professional opinion, of course, might be one of the worst cases of cuddle deficiency that I have ever personally seen. As a doctor in this field for many years, you're going to have to take my word on it. I can't cite any statistics or give any names, but you're going to have to trust me. Based on how you're acting, you would never know we spent the entire night sleeping together. A case as severe as this is rarely found. You must require a lot more attention than the average person. It's a good thing I'm here, that I came to the rescue, for I am no normal person but a cuddle expert. No normal, regular, normal person could handle this because it's a Herculean task. But luckily for you, I'm a professional. I'll get those cuddle levels back up to where they belong in no time. Don't you worry. I think in another few hours, you'll be good to go, Goober. That is, if we keep up with this intensive treatment. If you were to leave right now, I can't be responsible for how your body responds. You could go into shock for your lack of cuddles, and I'm just not going to let that happen to you. You're going to listen to the doctor, right? You don't want to make things worse for your cuddling, do you? This is a very serious issue, Goober. I don't understand why you're laughing. I'm trying to help you, take care of you, do my job as a doctor. You're making it difficult as a professional if you keep insisting on squirming like that. I guess I just feel too good holding you. You are a patient with a cuddle deficiency. You can't help but nuzzle yourself closer, trying to siphon off my body warmth, inhaling the fresh scent of ocean. You just can't seem to get enough of it. You would stay here forever if you could, wouldn't you? So relaxed and safe in my arms, right where you should always be, getting your daily dose of vitamin cuddles. Oh, this is what you needed, isn't it, Goobus? Oh, it's all right. I've got you. Dig what you need from me. It's what the cuddle deficient in society need to do. If you weren't here, who would I get to hold? Who would I get to kiss and touch and love on? Taking care of this issue is of the utmost importance to me because without you, I wouldn't know how to survive. I love you, Goober. I'm always going to take care of you. Just like I've been doing. Which means we need to make sure you get your daily cuddle requirements, don't we? It's for your own health. Don't blame me, blame the doctors. I'm just trying to be a good partner and a professional at the same time. Who would I be if I were to simply let my partner pass away from a lack of attention? It would be the worst thing to have ever happened to the both of us, and only about a dozen kisses would bring you back. I am trying to prevent the worst from happening to you. I'm trying to protect you, to save you, to make sure you don't have any more cuddle deficiency. The least you could do is show a little gratitude. Maybe even say thank you for helping you out. Not everyone would take your cuddle deficiency seriously. Some might laugh, others might mock, but I wouldn't. I'm a professional. I love you and I want to take care of you, but I'm starting to wonder if you even actually have a cuddle deficiency or if you just made it up to get more love from me. You wouldn't do that, would you? I can't believe this. You really, really are a goober. Betrayed by my own partner in real time. I'm hurt. I'm wounded. I'll never recover from this. How could you do this to me? The lies, the deception. Who else knows? Does your family? Your friends? Our pets? I don't know if I'll ever be able to emotionally recover from this. I'm ruined. I love you, Goober. Happy April Fools.